Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insights on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly believe that we all uniquely possess all of the things that we're seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives. Welcome back to another solo episode on Waking Up with Melissa. Today, I'm sharing my six-step process on how to move past uncertainty in our life and in our business, and some of my personal experiences on how I've done this. Let's dive right in. We have so much to cover. Moving past uncertainty really calls us into making decisions for ourselves. And one of the things that I have found for me in how I get stuck is when I don't make decisions. And that's what actually starts to create that fear. It's actually playing in the middle. But I want to just take a moment before we dive in to acknowledge that we are all in deep transitional portals. Every single person is feeling it. And what I'm being reminded of is that during this time, the pressure is what truly creates the diamond. The pressure is also the thing that helps us remind ourselves how resilient we are. And not wanting to be resilient because we purposely want to be strong, but being resilient and understanding that we are the conscious creator of our life, and that for whatever reason, that reality, that scenario that we're creating is truly teaching us something. If we can just move out of the way. I'm also being reminded during this time that it takes so much bravery to move. And I think that's why we become stuck. I think the illusion of I am stuck comes from I'm not going to make a decision. I'm not going to move. But I wanted to remind you to move even when you're uncertain. Move anyway. I have a question. And really, it's, are you being a spectator or are you getting in the ring of life? I'll never forget the first time I came across Brené Brown's work and that very famous YouTube video that went viral. And I just heard it so differently when she said, are you the spectator in the stadium or are you the person in the ring getting knocked down, getting muddy, getting bloody, but you're still in it? And in that moment, I was like, oh, wow, I truly understand this from another lens. And I started to understand that the spectator is also the inner critic. The person that's sitting on the stand, that's pointing the finger, that is judging, is the part of us that likes predictability. It doesn't want to change. And the person that's in the ring, the person that doesn't know what's going to happen next, they are in the ring of life. You see, I think it's easy to watch from the sidelines and judge, but the work is about living and having experiences. And so this illusion around uncertainty comes from us trying to control. And so the first thing that I want to share with you in my six-step process is I want you to identify, what are you actually afraid of? Don't even focus on, I'm so uncertain, I don't know what to do. Forget about that, because if you don't know what to do, you don't know what to do. You're not going to know how to make a rational decision from that energy. You actually can't even create anything from that energy. The first thing you need to do is you need to sit with yourself and ask your highest self, what are you afraid of? What is here? What is present? What is presenting itself as a fear? And all I want you to do from this standpoint is just become aware. Just become aware of those feelings. Become aware of those emotions. Become aware of those stories that you're telling yourself that's activating that fear, whether it's from the past, whether it's jumping into future predicting. And then the second thing I want you to do is to make a decision. If there's one thing that has helped me so much in my life, is making a list of the things that I need to do and making a decision. And when I say creating a list of the things that I need to do, I mean, in scenarios where I'm perceiving that I'm stuck or there's no way out or this situation is hard or I don't know what to do, I take out my art book, I take my pen out, and I start writing. And I write down, what do I need to do to, and then I write my desired goal. And then I start numbering it. And very quickly, my mind can start to understand, I need to take this step. I need to let go of this. I need to forgive that. I need to stop replaying the scenario. But what you're not going to do is stay in the middle. Because when you stay in the middle, you're playing safe. You're playing safe. And what happens is that because everything is energy, you're slowing down the process and you're at a standstill. And that is the illusion of I'm stuck. And it comes from the energy not moving anywhere. So in essence, yeah, your energy is stuck. It's stagnant. So in order for us to alchemize uncertainty, I know there's a lot of school of thought around taking a pause and allowing things to land. And while that has its place, I love that. That's so beautiful. Yes, do that. Yes, take a moment to breathe. Take a moment to take a mindful walk. I love getting by the ocean. I don't know what it is. Every time I get by a body of water and I start walking, I instantly just calm my nervous system. When I get into the elements, when I tan, when I allow the sun to hit my skin, all of these things nourish me. But I want you to come back to at least getting to a place that when you do all of that, you're gonna then make a move. I recently was talking to a friend and she said something so powerful and it really landed straight in my heart. It resonated so deeply. And she said, you can be anywhere. You just can't stay there too long. And as we were having this conversation back and forth, I'm like, give me an example. And it's like, well, you can be sad for a moment, but don't stay there too long. You can feel confused for a moment, but don't stay there too long. Like, you can be anywhere in your life, but don't stay there for too long. Why? I so got this so clearly because you stop the momentum, you stop the energy. And so many people, they don't move past that. They get to the place where they're like, oh, there's a standstill. Oop, I feel stuck. Okay, I'm not going to go any further because I can't actually move. But you can. You can move when you start to make decisions. Even when you make the decision of, I don't have all of the pieces and I don't know what the end goal looks like, but I'm deciding to put one foot in front of the other. That's how you start to move the energy. When you start to make decisions, don't stay where you're at. The third thing I love to bring forth is making peace with the worst case scenario. And I remember I was listening to Eckhart Tolle one time on a podcast and he said this. And at first I was so almost triggered. I was like, whoa, that's a lot. And he said, make peace with the worst case scenario. He said, in fact, I want you to think about the worst case scenario. And I'm like, really? Right now? Like, you don't even know what's going through my mind. And as I was doing this practice, it was so beautiful because it came to a point where it was like, okay, now imagine the worst case scenario. And make peace with it. If you can be okay with the worst case scenario, what happens is that it starts to lose its power. So I started to learn that fear is this bully that tries to come into our life and make us feel like we're not going to be able to move because if we do, there is something that's unknown. And God forbid, we move in uncertainty. And God forbid, we move through the unknown. But you know what? Like, life is truly lived in the unknown. It's so interesting to me how so many of us try to predict and control, but that's only the version of yourself that wants to stay the same. That's only the version of you that truly just is comfortable. There is a part of us that's like, no, 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 don't change it up. Because if we change it up, we're going to have to play by different rules. And I don't know what those rules are. And even though this one's not the best case scenario, I know what the rules are this way. I know what this scenario looks like. But your spirit, your being, oh my gosh, it just wants to grow. It understands the assignment. It knows why it came in to experience. It knows it is the creator of its life. It knows that the more it continues to create, the more it gets to know about itself. These are the things that start to make us understand that life is truly this wild ride and that it's not meant to be controlled. It's meant to be lived. Uncertainty in our business, uncertainty in our life. I think it's so interesting because, well, I'm a spiritual business mentor. So many people come to me for strategy. So many people come to me and they're like, what do I do? Just tell me what to do. And I always remind them that it's strategy and also your spirit. That it's a combination of understanding, yes, there can be some rooted, grounded practices, but your spirit just knows more. Like having a deeper relationship with your inner being and asking your highest self, your quantum self, what do you want to do? Also can help us make those decisions as we're uncertain. As we start to realize that we have this illusion of, oh my God, I feel stuck. I'm uncertain of, you know, whether it's you need to move or about a business decision, about a hire, about a transition, whatever it is. Coming back to connecting to your intuition and understanding that even if the worst case scenario happened, you got you. I'm also being reminded of this. This week, last week, I started to realize that I'm the most dependable person that I know for me in my life and in my business. And that gives me a lot of comfort because in many ways, I always tell this to myself, Melissa, if you're the problem, then you're also the solution. And becoming that person that's reliable, hard on devotion. I go so hard on discipline. It's not because I'm in my overactive masculine. I've actually balanced out that divine feminine energy with that masculine. We all have it. We're all born with those equal parts. And the world has this duality of opposition. Everything has a counterpart. When we make peace with the worst case scenario, what happens is that we learn to cultivate happiness from within. We stop being a slave to the matrix. I was just writing a piece about this today, about if you constantly keep needing for something to happen in your outside world, if you constantly keep needing for $1 million to be in your bank account, if you constantly need your business to blow up, or if you constantly need to feel happy 24/7, this is what keeps you a slave to that perceived reality. I talk about this over and over and over on this podcast, but you're two things. And actually, you're more than two things. But for right now, you're two things. You're a human and you're a being. You're a human that is very identified to all your senses and things that you see. But there's just more to life than that. There's more to life than the things that you see with the eye. There's so much of the unmanifested beingness of who you are. And yet, so many of us just live our life through the lens of what we see, through the lens of what we call, this is my reality. You are more powerful than you think. I even in myself go back to scenarios that I've moved through in my own personal life. And I'm like, how did I do that? That now looking back felt and looked so difficult. But I think one of the things that I am just a master at is not staying wherever I am. When you feel that contraction, when you feel like life got you by the balls and you feel like your back is up against the wall, that's not when you stay still. This is where you have to start making moves. Otherwise, nothing happens and that feeling of I am powerless actually starts to set in. So as you start to make a list of the things that you need to do to create momentum in your life, that's when you'll look back and you'll say to yourself, I'm so much more powerful than I thought. I'm so much more powerful than those circumstances. Number four, this is one of the things that I love to tell all of my students, and that is to befriend your fear. Actually, the way I usually say it is to make fear your bitch. I love working with fear. I am not this kind of love and light type of person, although I talk a lot about creation and I talk a lot about getting into the vortex and understanding energy. One of my biggest teachers has been connecting with my fear. One of my biggest teachers has been connecting to every single thing that has scared the living crap out of me, whether it's around money, whether it's around relationship, whatever it is. When you start to disarm fear by befriending it, it starts to lose its power. You see, I got fear's number. And I realized that when there is fear, I am not going to back down. When there is fear, what I do is actually I start to explore. I actually start to talk to that part of myself. Because remember what I said? We're human and a being. And then I also said that we're multiple parts. We're so many parts. We're so many parts. And this is actually parts work. IFS, the internal family system. While I'm not trained in IFS, I've learned a lot of these methodologies through different spiritual teachers that I've worked with. And I actually came across this kind of work by doing it on myself, being guided by my own spirit team without knowing. A lot of people always ask me, how did you heal your limiting beliefs or your thoughts around money? Or how did you alchemize all of these things that were holding you back? Because people know a lot of my story. I created everything from the mud. I created everything from scratch, from literally an idea, from concept to conception. And of course, there was a lot of limiting beliefs. I mean, forget about just creating a soul business. There was a limiting belief around my age. There was a limiting belief around social media. There were so many limiting beliefs, even around worthiness or even around who would care. Like, there were so many. And one of the things that helped me so much was to connect to each one of those fears. And I sat with myself through a mindfulness practice, through a meditation practice, and nobody really taught me how to do this. But the more I started to speak to those parts, the more I started to ask it questions. Where is it from? How long have you been here? What are you actually really afraid of? When I started to connect and talk to those parts of myself, I started to realize that I was actually giving them a voice. And as crazy as this sounds, those parts of myself intuitively started to speak back to me. And I started to recognize even how old they were. I started to recognize how immature they were. I started to recognize how traumatic they were. And just like the loving mother energy, I started to harness this almost like grandmother energy. And I started to talk to these parts. And what I ultimately started to learn was that all of these parts were in exile. And so while we're a human and a being, we also have multiple parts to who we are. And so fear sometimes are very attached to those parts of us that have gone through a traumatic event, and we don't even understand why there is a fear of being seen, or why we're still in a relationship, or why is it that every time we start to create the business, we actually never launch it. There's so many things behind that. You see, that's the symptom. The reason why you're not doing it is so much deeper. And if you can connect to the fear that's making you uncertain, and the next thing that you need to do is to create safetiness, you will learn to alchemize that fear. One of the things that I started to do as I started to connect to this fear, and every single fear was different, I started to create and integrate new beliefs. And I did it just as a game. This is some of the work that I did on myself. And then I went on to go ahead and teach it to other students. And I realized, oh my God, this also works for them too. First, it was in the yoga studios, and now it's in my business. But I sat with myself, and as I started to disarm this fear, I started to understand that there was an opportunity to upgrade my system. And when I say my system, I mean my beliefs. I started to realize that if I talk to this part, and I started to give it a new narrative, if I said it long enough, it would believe it. And so at first it looked like sitting on the floor and looking at a mirror and just telling myself how healthy I was and how wealthy I was and how deserving I was and how abundant I was and how healed I was. I started telling myself how everything that I ever desired was not out of my reach, that it was just right there if I just reached my hand. I started to remind myself that the universe is an abundant, plentiful universe, and that there was no reason for me to be scared. There was no reason for me to operate my life in lack. That life was beautiful. And it became more beautiful as I continued to take those steps, even if I had fear. Fear didn't mean that I was going the wrong way. It just meant that I was growing. It just meant that I didn't know who I was becoming. And yeah, that may be fearful, but it didn't have to mean anything bad. That this was an opportunity for me to up-level my belief system. And so sometimes it looked like me saying these things to myself in the mirror. Sometimes it was me rehearsing these mantras as I made a salad or walked my dog. I started to realize that the more and more I was able to create these new beliefs, what actually happened was that I started to create a new identity. How does this relate to uncertainty? Well, it's okay for you to be uncertain. It's okay for you to be wobbly. It's okay for you to not know. But if you start to adopt the identity of somebody who figures it out, somebody that rises to the occasion, somebody that no matter what's thrown at them, no matter what fireball comes their way, they're just going to be able to stand back up. They're the person that crosses the finish line. They're the person that doesn't give up on themselves. When fear arises, it'll be nothing. When uncertainty arises, it'll be nothing. I feel uncertain sometimes because I'm a human being and that's life. And we all have these emotions. We cannot avoid it. But when it comes, I embrace it. I actually like it. I'm like, okay, uncertainty, what am I not seeing? What do you need now? Why are you knocking at my door? How can I help? These are all the ways that I talk to this energy field, because the way I see it is that everything is an entity. Even happiness is an entity. It has a field. It has a pulse. People can feel it. People can feel when you're happy. People feel when you're in alignment. And also despair and disconnection and depression, that thing is also an entity. It has a certain field to it. And so everything is energy. And if you start to realize that everything is energy, everything is frequency, and everything can be changed, everything can be moved, then you'll start to learn how to create those new beliefs, how to work with that energy, and how to integrate and program, just like hypnosis. The reasons why you start to upgrade your belief systems and they become an operating system, just like a computer. I think about Apple, and I think about how Apple, or whatever phone you have, but I have an iPhone, so I usually get those Apple updates. It's annoying to update, right? It's like, I now have to stop what I'm doing, get off my phone, plug it. It's going to probably do this for hours at a time. But when you upgrade that system, it's going to work faster. It's going to have new features. Well, you're the same way. You're like an iPhone. If you take the time to understand what are the beliefs that you currently have and what are the ones that need to be upgraded, and how do you know the ones that need to be upgraded? Well, just ask yourself, what do I believe in now and do I actually want to believe in that? If the answer is no, then you got to change that. A simple example is, let's say you wanted to be a millionaire. Do you want to be a millionaire? Yeah. Do I actually believe I can? No. Okay, so then you got to change that. Otherwise, you're going to always play to your smaller self. Otherwise, you're going to be like, that's too big. It's too uncertain. That's not predictable. And you know, honestly, that's why most people don't become entrepreneurs. That's why most people, there's such a small percent of people that actually can go out and do this type of work, because all of it is uncertain. I don't know how many people are going to watch this. I don't know how many people are going to listen. I don't know what clients are going to come in. I don't know. I have an idea. I have a guesstimate. I've done this long enough to have that inner trust within myself. I've created safetiness within myself 100%. But so much of it is unknown. And that gets to be okay. Why? Because I've adopted the identity of Melissa the human will step up to the plate and she will just figure it out. There's actually nothing that needs to be known. In fact, when I know less, I do better in everything. In recording my podcast and delivering a message and showing up on a webinar, when I practice too much, I actually stumble on all my words. Why? Because I'm rehearsing. I'm rehearsing something that doesn't feel natural. My natural state is flow. My natural state is open channel and just allowing whatever message is present to just come through me. And honestly, I don't think it's just me. I think it's most people. So let's get back to uncertainty. What are you trying to control? What are you trying to control that you think is going to keep you safe? Because that's what the uncertainty is coming up as. It's coming up as a defense mechanism. By the way, humans, I just want to really share this. Do not shame yourself. Please do not shame yourself. Like every single thing that we do as a human is always in the interest of it thinking that it's protecting yourself. And when I say it, I mean those parts. The parts of you that's creating that scenario. It's never on purpose because it wants you to have a bad day or it wants you to be confused. It's doing it because it thinks it's helping you. And so in step five, what I want you to do is I want you to bring in safetiness into your body. I want you to be the source of your safetiness. I don't want how much money you make to be the source of your safetiness. I don't want how many clients you get to be the source of your safetiness. I want you to remember that you got you. I want you to remember that you're the most dependable person in your life. I want you to bring in that comfort, that safetiness, because otherwise what happens is that we keep chasing. So speak to those parts of yourself. Understand that there's parts of you that's managing the system. There is a system that is happening. There is a system. They have their own universe. They have their own world. They have their own agendas and they have their own rules. So there are parts of you that are managing all the other parts. There are parts of you that are in exile because they can't come out and play because they might be in a traumatic state. There's parts of you that are the inner children. There's parts of you that are those inner teenagers. There's so many different parts to you. And you know and you recognize the best when you're in an argument. Look at the part that gets activated. Look at the part of you that walks out the door. Or look at the part of you that starts to kick and scream and pout. Look at the part of you that starts whining. Those are parts that you don't even recognize, but they come so natural because those are the parts that are also start to run the show subconsciously where you don't even notice. So again, bringing that loving mother energy, you bring safetiness into the system. You remind yourself that you are the adult higher self, the quantum self of you. And one of the practices that I love to remind myself is, I got you. I'm here now and I get to cultivate this safetiness between you and I. There's no need to control. There's no need to overwork. There's no need to do anything that you're doing because I know that you're doing it in hopes to try to keep me safe, but I got this. And as you continue to keep doing that and you keep connecting to those parts of you start to relax. The last part is my favorite part, and this is number six. Again, we're talking about uncertainty. What to do when I'm uncertain in my life and in my business. I play the what if game. I love this game. I play the what if game and I imagine all the best case scenarios. I want this to be a rampage and I want this to be a buildup of energy and a buildup of momentum. And I don't want you to stop until you start to feel that you shifted that energy. So if you're at a place where you're trying to change the scenario, I want you to tell yourself, what if everything's working out? What if there is no wrong choice? What if wherever I land is supposed to be the exact place? What if I can't get it wrong? What if tomorrow I wake up and I sign 5 clients? What if this is all leading me to something bigger? What if I can't get it wrong? You see, you keep telling yourself and playing this game of imagining the possibilities that are the most expanded for you. And the more and more you do that, the more and more you'll start to train yourself how to play in the quantum field. And this is one of my best practices that I do all of the time, especially around uncertainty, especially around this belief that I need to control something. I always put up my hands and I'm like, what if everything's working out? What if I don't need to do anything? What if I'm actually doing too much? What if it's already done? I start to play that game and something about that just gets me in the vibration. It gets me in the vibration of understanding that I'm always being taken care of and that it is only the human that's so unsafe and so triggered that's trying to help. But my quantum being knows that everything is all good and that everything is truly happening for my highest self. Humans, I really want to take a moment out and just from my heart to your heart, remind yourself of how powerful you are, that no matter what you're going through, there's always light at the end of the tunnel, that a bad moment doesn't have to be a bad day, and a bad day doesn't have to be a bad week, and a bad week does not have to be a bad life. Humans, it's been amazing connecting and tuning in with you on this episode. If you've enjoyed it, head over to I Am Melissa Ruiz. Send me a DM. Let me know what are your biggest takeaways. And if you're watching this on YouTube or you're listening to this on Spotify or whatever streaming platform, consider subscribing, liking, leaving us a review. This all helps get the podcast seen by more and more people. I love you. Go with peace. Go with God. See you soon.
breathe.